78 yards and four touchdowns. He added a fifth touchdown on the ground in Richmond's 41-14 win at Bryant. The sophomore had a 4-yard touchdown run in the first quarter and then had scoring passes of 60, 36, 15, and 16 yards in the second quarter to give the Spiders a 41-7 advantage at the half. His 322 passing efficiency rating and 93.8% completion percentage are the best of any quarterback in FCS this season. So Cam Coleman of Richmond, the CA Offensive Player of the Week. Our NCAA Football Defensive Player of the Week honors is Villanova junior linebacker Shane Hartzell. Hartzell recorded a career-high 20 tackles and 2 tackles for losses in Villanova's 14-6 win over UNH. The junior led a Villanova defense that held UNH to 254 total yards and just 2 field goals. He was involved in 4 straight stops inside the 7-yard line as part of a Villanova goal line stand in the second quarter. Hartzell's 20 tackles are the second most by any FCS player this season. Our NCAA Football Special Teams Player of the Week honors was Elon junior punter Jeff Yerk. Yerk averaged 51.6 yards on 9 punts, including 5 kicks over 50 yards and 5 that were down inside the 20-yard line. And the junior had punts of 57, 68, 51, and 57 yards that were all down inside the 20-yard line, and he added a 66-yard punt his long of the day. Yerk currently leads the FCS with a 48.2 punting average. He's got 15 kicks this season over 50 yards. And finally, our CA Football Rookie of the Week was Hampton freshman linebacker Michaels Matthews Canny, making just his second start at linebacker. A&T, Vincent Brown. Good morning, Coach Brown.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm well. I hope you are as well. Hard-fought game for your team. You lose 21-7 at Campbell, but a game that you got down early and battled back within a touchdown in the final quarter. Just give me your impressions on the game.
Yeah, you know, I felt like our kids came out and competed for the entire time. We played better in certain areas. I thought defensively, you know, we were able to get a little bit of pressure on the quarterback, got 3 sacks. We fit the runs much better than we had been. You know, offensively, we were able to produce first downs. I think we had about 20 more plays than they did. We had nearly 10 more minutes in the time of possession. But, you know, when we got down into the scoring zones, which we got into 4 times, we didn't come away with points, with the exception of the one time. And that was the most disappointing part of Saturday's loss.
You're down, as I mentioned, 14-0 in the first quarter. Then you shut Campbell out over the next 2 quarters. You get the touchdown with about 11 minutes to go to get within 7. At that point, did you feel like you had pretty good momentum, a chance to maybe get that thing tied up or get a win?
I really did. You know, like I said, I thought our defense fought. We were able to move the ball. You know, our biggest Achilles heel has been the third quarter. And so, you know, our kids came out and we were able to move the ball down the field early in the third quarter. But again, not being able to produce the points that we need was very disappointing. But, you know, as I said to our kids, there's a lot of lessons to be learned. And, you know, mistakes are the things that cost us the game. And you can't win in this league if you beat yourself.
Defensively, really outside the 2 big pass plays that Campbell was able to hit to Sincere Brown, you guys were pretty solid on that defensive side of the ball. You talked about run fits and some things like that. How much progress did you feel like your defense made, and what was kind of your overall assessment on their day?
Yeah, I mean, we made progress. We had some new faces in, you know, some kids that hadn't really played much this year, got a chance to play. You know, miscommunication caused us to give up 2 big plays. And sometimes that's all it takes, you know, but I felt like overall, you know, structurally we were better. We tackled better. We put pressure on the quarterback. We got off the field on third down, a much better efficiency than we have been earlier in the season. And so there's a lot of positives there to build on.
Certainly a big afternoon for Henry Daniel on your defense. 9 tackles, 3 of them for loss, had a couple of sacks. He forced a fumble. Just some comments on his afternoon.
Yeah, Henry had an outstanding day. You know, came into the game with a lot of focus and really kind of led the entire team through not only his performance, but his mindset going into the game. And when you're where we are record-wise this season, it's easy for guys to lose energy and focus. And I felt like our team came out with great energy, great focus, and competed until the very end.
Offensively, as you touched on, your team held the ball for 34 minutes, including a 95-yard drive on that touchdown in the fourth quarter. What were you able to do so well to control the ball and have the ball for that long?
Yeah, I mean, we got a couple of crucial first downs and critical third down situations where, if you look at the day overall, it was not a very good day for us on third down. So we got a couple of first downs to keep the chains moving. And then, once we got down there, we took advantage of what they were doing schematically. And so, I felt like, if we could get into the scoring zones, that we would be able to score points. And unfortunately, penalties took us out of field position quite a few times, which made it more difficult for us to score.
Yeah, Justin had some bright spots during the day, but obviously the two interceptions there in the fourth quarter, but both on, as you said, third and long situations, he felt like he was just in a situation where felt like he had to make a play on those.
Yeah, I mean, the very first one, it's still a game. We have 8 minutes plus. We got all three timeouts. We've got plenty of time. You don't have to force the ball into coverage. Justin did some nice things, but when you turn the ball over, it's hard to win. Give credit to Campbell. They did a nice job coverage wise. And we got to improve on those fundamental things of taking care of the football.
I know running the ball since some of the injuries early in the year has been a little bit of a struggle, but Cameron Dalrymple, 75 yards on 16 carries. How did you feel like he played on Saturday?
Yeah, Cam did a nice job for us. Average 4.7 yards a carry, got some critical first downs. He protected the football, so he's done a real nice job of stepping in and providing us solid, consistent play. Obviously, when you lose as many players as we have, some of the production goes away, but our focus is always next man up mentality, and Cam has done a really nice job of stepping in.
You mentioned earlier playing a lot some guys who hadn't played as much. Obviously, like you said, you have guys have dealt with a ton of injuries this year, which makes it difficult. But who are some of the younger guys that have gotten some playing time on both sides of the ball that have really caught your eye?
Yeah, so defensively, like Saturday, Jonathan Campbell got his first start this season at safety, and came in and did a nice job for us. Offensively, again, Shamik Blizzard's been playing, came in and gave us some quality reps. We had some guys go down up front, so we had some younger guys have to step in and provide some movement up front on the offensive lines. Receivers, I think our receivers did a pretty nice job. But again, protecting the football became the most pressing issue for us.
Looking ahead to Saturday, your team comes back home and faces the William & Mary team that certainly offensively has put up some big numbers in the running game. As you sort of break down William & Mary on both sides of the ball, give me some of the challenges they present for your team.
Yeah, they're probably, well, they are the best zone blocking team in the conference. They do an excellent job with their wide zone. They give you some challenging plays to deal with. They run wide zone. They have a lot of option plays in their offense. They got talented playmakers in the backfield. They got a senior quarterback that knows how to distribute the ball. Bronson Yoder is one of the best running backs in the CAA, one of the hardest running guys. They got, Malachi Emo, who's a touchdown waiting to happen every time he touches the ball. And then defensively, they got veteran players at the second level with Quinn Osborne and Alex Washington. They got size up front inside, so they present some real challenges in moving the ball.
Certainly a program you're familiar with. Some of those guys you mentioned were guys that you coached at one time as a coach with those guys on the other sideline. Is it different, any different for you?
Yeah, I mean, you like to see the development of the kids that you recruit and you brought into the program, but for us, it's about focusing in on improving the things that we need to do in order to win the football game. And, I tell our kids, like, we got a lot to play for. Like, there's pride in personal performance and, laying the foundation of the things that we believe are necessary to build a competitive team in the conference.
All right, Coach. Thanks as always for the time here this morning, and I look forward to talking again next Monday.